Hello, this is Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to The Strategy Game, a monthly podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 65, and it's called Planning for Your Plan Not to Go as Planned. This fall, one of my new responsibilities is to occasionally pick up our twin granddaughters from nursery school. They wrap up midday, and their parents don't have the same work flexibility that I do. When it comes to driving over there, I rely on a number of different routes. That's because on any given day, there could be construction delays, unexpected traffic, weather-related issues, or something else unforeseen. I've learned plenty of new back roads these past several weeks, thanks to Waze, which is extremely helpful in providing real-time route adjustments. In business, conditions are likewise subject to unexpected changes, and whether those are economic, competitive, political, or some combination of those, here as well it's important that your plans don't leave you floundering in search of a viable path to your goals. Strategy is a process, not an event. It's not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent. It's the one that is most adaptive to change. That quote, while certainly sounding like something Charles Darwin would say, was apparently penned by somebody else summarizing his work. Regardless, though, it does a nice job of summarizing his theory of evolution, and it's equally applicable to organizations. It's not necessarily the largest or the best funded are those that thrive, but the ones that learn the fastest and adapt. And yet, some organizations treat strategic plans like an annual or quarterly budget, except in the case of strategic plans, the timeline is extended out over several years. This assumes that the world and the context in which the organization operates are essentially static. That's never been the case, and today's turbulent circumstances have made it abundantly clear how quickly things can change. Given those ever-changing conditions, it makes sense to design some adaptive capability into your strategy. That doesn't mean you need to be able to predict what changes are likely to come, but rather that you can anticipate factors that might impact your plans. For example, a healthy community foundation has revised its plans to include the ability to quickly respond to emergencies. Similarly, the Morgan Family Foundation also established a rapid response pool of funds to support grantees that are suddenly impacted by federal changes. Both of these organizations have explicitly designed flexibility into their plans. Here are three steps that you can take to do the same. One, review your key assumptions. Which external factors have the greatest uncertainty and have the highest potential impact on your organization? What type and size of change might force you to adjust course? A shift in funding for a key donor, a change in policy of a government agency, or the like? For each of these, develop an if-then approach and figure out what signs would suggest that an unfavorable shift might be likely to occur. What actions would you employ should event A, B, or C take place? Two, shorten your feedback cycles. Annual reviews of strategy development are simply too infrequent these days. Instead, it's better to commit to spending time each quarter reviewing your plans and current circumstances, both internal and external. Are you approaching any critical trigger points that would necessitate action now? Or can you wait to review again next quarter? Are new programs progressing as planned? If not, why not? Consider issues spelled out in your plan, but also look to see if changes you didn't anticipate are actually starting to take place as well. Three, plan for learning, not just action. As you define the implementation steps in the roadmap part of your plan, consider incorporating planned learning steps explicitly. Incorporate how and when you're going to check up on the progress and pace relative to your planned steps. Design check-in assessments so that you are designing adaptability into the plan specifically. This may include defining the process by which you would pull the plug on an initiative if it's not meeting objectives, rather than letting it run its course until the next planning review cycle. On reflection, thinking about what you do, should your plan not go according to plan, can take some getting used to. Specifying a plan's external dependencies is not always easy or that obvious. Remember that the question is not whether you can predict what will happen in the future, you really can't, but whether you can anticipate potential challenges and the changes they would necessitate should any of those changes come to pass. Because waiting until a crisis occurs to consider potential options is never a good idea. Thanks for listening.